Tyre Power, rewarding you more with a $100 cash card with four selected Michelin tyres. Test drive a Hyundai Staria Load or i30 before December 31 and you could win Big Bash tickets.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
Yeah, get involved this morning thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Christmas. A $200 Chemist Warehouse voucher up for grabs. You just got to be the caller of the day. The number 1300 736 736. Don't forget as well, award-winning service on mobile plans from just $20. Mate, Australia's most satisfied MBN customers. Time now to catch up with one of Port's young guns. Went very well in the draft. This young man, absolutely one of Crystal Brook's finest. Went pick 55. Hugh Jackson, good morning, mate. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.
Mate, let's get straight into it. You're a Port Adelaide player, and I know that you're a mad Port Adelaide supporter growing up. How's it sit with you? Has it sunk in, I suppose, when you finally started the train?
I think it'll take a few weeks just to settle in, but it's a great honour, and I've been a supporter my whole life, so when my name got called out, it was the best feeling in the world, and it's really hard to explain, but there's a few nerves, but overall it was just really exciting.
Did you know it was coming? Like, the communication you had with the club, were you confident that you were going to go to Port Adelaide?
Oh, not at the stage. No, I didn't know anything really. It was just sort of a guessing game, and I was just really fortunate, I guess.
So talk us through your year. There was talk early on that you were going to be drafted higher up the order. We spoke to Jacob Surgeon yesterday, who said you had a bit of a hip injury but didn't want to tell anyone towards the back end of the year. So tell us about your season and also on draft night, how nervous you were.
So my season, I obviously started pretty well, as most people know. But towards round 16 of the under-18 season, I started getting a few niggles. And, I was unlucky enough to sort of have a little niggle in my hip. And it turned out to be something quite a little bit serious. So, I had a few MRIs and trying to do everything right that I can. But I tried to keep it a little bit quiet just so I can sort of sort it out myself. And I had all the people around me supporting me, especially my manager, Michael Dowdy. So I had a few people behind me sorting it out and helping me through it. But, draft night, I have told the clubs that I have had the injury, and they were aware of it, but not the public as so. So, I was nervous draft night, as probably most boys around Australia were. But, when your name gets called out, all those nerves just disappear pretty quickly.
The nickname Silk, take us through it.
No, that was Serge's idea. it hasn't stuck yet, I don't think, around here, but definitely at North Adelaide. After a few trainings, he saw probably what I could do, and he just started calling me Silk.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's going to be tough, mate. There's only one Silk at Port Adelaide now, and he's back in the coaching.
That's right. Yeah, it's a tough nickname to catch, I reckon.
And can we confirm as well that Serge was your favourite player as a Port Adelaide support youngster coming through?
I reckon he's fed you a few lies, but I've had a few. All the Port Adelaide players are my favourite. It's tough to say one of them, but I did watch a few of Serge's highlights throughout the year and try and model my defensive game off of his, as he was a strong defensive player. And he was a great coach, and I got a lot out of him, and he's a great bloke as well, so even better.
So, mate, but being a supporter, who have you met or who have you trained with? Because, I mean, some of the greats settled up the first session a couple of days ago, and Robbie Gray and Travis Boak. Who have you met that you've just gone, wow, this is crazy?
Yeah, so obviously all the coaching staff, Kenny Hinkley, that was, you won't forget those moments. But especially seeing, those five-plus year players that turn up on day one of the 1 to 4 year players training, in Robbie and Travis Boak. It's a credit to them, because that's who those type of people are. Like, they're just really hard trainers, and they want to get the best out of themselves. And they're heading into their pre-season number 16. So, that's just credit to them. And it was great to be on the track with them, and obviously all the other Port players, and, Dan Houston, Miles Bergman, even some young fellas. So I was just really privileged to be out there at Albert Noble, pretty much.
Did you know much about your other teammates now that have been drafted? Obviously, the first pick in Josh Sinn, Dante Vicentini, and also Jace Burgoyne. Had you had anything to do with those players before meeting him at the club?
Jace Burgoyne, I've gone through a few programs with him, and he's a great fellow. I'm one of the Burgoynes, so I love doing everything with him, and it was even special enough to be drafted together to Port Adelaide. But Josh Sinn and Dante, we're living together at the moment for a 3-day period, and they're just as good as blokes. We went out for dinner, we've been to the beach, and showing them the ropes of Adelaide, so they're loving it, and we're happy to have them on board as well.
Is that going to be a permanent thing going forward? Do you think the three of you living together, who takes over the cooking duties if that's the case?
Well, Josh eats all the food, so we've got to keep him up to scratch. But they're both good fellas, and I think Josh is moving in with Ollie Wines, so that'll be a good experience for him. And Dante's figuring that out at the moment, so I'm sure they'll find a home very shortly.
But how does that? Can we ask how does that all unfold? Is it up to you guys? Do you get a bit of a say on where you live, or do the club sort of say, "Well, righto, we'll put you here, we'll put you here, and we'll go from there"?
No, I think especially being in an AFL environment, sort of your role to get out and get in amongst it, I suppose, and sort of drive your own pathway, and that's what Josh has done. And the Port Adelaide will obviously help, so they've hooked up some meetings with them, and you just message them or speak to them at training, and they're all down earth folks, so they're happy to take you on board and look after you for a couple nights or if it's long term. So it's a great experience for us to learn to get involved with everyone else and have a chat, I suppose, about it.
So Crystal Brook is where you grew up. You mentioned you're a good country boy, a good farmer. Tell us about life in Crystal Brook.
Yeah, I've been living at Crystal Brook since I was about 12, I think. So I've been there a while, and on the family farm there. So I haven't been back there for a while on the farm, but I definitely I've loved sort of that growing up on the farm and telling everyone I'm a farmer, because it seems to start a conversation and everyone loves a farmer, so it makes it that bit easier.
They made a show about it.
So, mate, the Coon boys have been giving Crystal Brook plenty of love and plenty of, advertising the last sort of couple of years. What do we reckon in a couple of years there might be a new king of Crystal Brook?
Nah, it'll be tough to two of the three-time McGarry medalists. The male medalists and McGarry medalist shoes. But the Coon boys have been well known from Crystal Brook, and I'm just probably happy to be in contention to be with them, I reckon.
It does start a conversation when you mention that you've been on a farm and you are a farmer. So I want to just delve into it a little bit more. How much property have you got out there, and what are you farming?
We've moved to more livestock. So we've got some Angus and Santa Gudurtis cattle, and we've got feedlots that we get imported to look after. So Uncle Beefy runs all that. Funny the nickname.
Uncle Beefy.
He sorts
that
all that out.
From?
And Grant. Grant, his old man, helps him out a bit. So, my role there was feeding them all. So it was a big role. So they probably missed me out there.
So just livestock, Huey, no crop or anything?
Nah, we've got a bit of crop down the southeast, so that's just a bit of grain just to help out with the feed. But nothing special in the cropping department, just all mostly livestock now.
Very nice. So I was going to say that it can be a bit of a tough time when you're helping out with harvest and all those types of things, but now that you're an AFL player, do you get out of helping about in the farm, or are you still going to get your hands dirty?
I'll try and get my hands dirty when I can, but I'll try and stay light on my feet, I reckon. Just find my feet here at the club and see where things go, I think.
So how quickly do you think you can progress in your game then, Huey? You got aspirations to play senior footy next year?
Yeah, definitely next year. I reckon right now, it's probably just get my hips right. I'm still coming back from that little niggle, and it's a bit of a pain, but you got to do what you got to do, and that's a big thing for me is rehab. So I've just got to get my body right, and then once I'm at 100%, I reckon things will get cracking, and you'll probably see some more highlights of me when I was like at the start of the season.
Which is, from what we learnt from Serge, your ability to accumulate the ball is very, very good. But what sort of things do you think you need to work on? And Serge perhaps suggested contesting ball might be something you'd be working on?
Yeah, so contested ball, that was a big thing last year. And it helped me a lot, sort of the craft side of it. But, getting stronger is a big one through my core, and being able to, go up against these bigger bodies at training, and if I'm lucky enough to get a game, definitely into a game as well. So, that level just goes up that one from SANFL under-18s to reserves league, and it just keeps going up. So being at the top level now, it's just getting my body right.
What's the early advice that Kenny's given to you since you've been at the club?
Yeah, so Kenny is actually quite down-to-earth bloke. He come up to all of us young fellas and introduced us to the club and the staff and some of the players. So, it was great to have a chat to him. But he sort of said just stay where your feet are and see where things go pretty much. He wants to see the best out of us. So he wants us to get our body right and train as hard as we can because he wants to see some things, I reckon.
Good stuff, Huey. Mate, we've had fun chatting with you this morning, mate. We're going to follow your journey nice and closely. Welcome to the Port Adelaide Footy Club, and we'll chat to you again really soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Been a pleasure.
Good man. Hugh Jackson came to us this morning, of course, thanks to Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59. Text line is open this morning. Get involved, 0427 154 166. We're going to speak to Jared Leanett, former Port player. We'll get the latest on his next move. We'll be back in the sample. We'll speak to Leanett just after 8 o'clock. Top of 29 degrees across Adelaide today. It's going to be mostly sunny. Right now, it is 20 degrees in the city. You're on 1629 SENSA. Good morning.